Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we're going to bring our studies in Daniel to an end. We're going to just share some thoughts, bearing in mind Daniel chapter 10, Daniel chapter 11 and Daniel chapter 12. These are very difficult chapters and a detailed analysis verse by verse I feel would not be entirely helpful. And therefore, I just want to pick some general statements out of these three chapters and meditate upon them. The first thing I want to remind you of and want us to look at is Daniel's vision of a man in chapter 10. We see that he observes a man with a belt of the finest gold around his waist, his body like chrysolite, face like lightning, eyes like flaming torches, arms and legs like the gleam of burnished bronze, voice like the sound of a multitude. What is very interesting is to read this passage alongside the book of Revelation, and particularly chapter 1. He's seeing the same person. Daniel is not seeing someone different to that which John views in the book of Revelation. And indeed, not a different person to the one that the disciples viewed on the Mount of Transfiguration. And various other occasions in Scripture, there is this incredible, powerful resurrection of Christ. And this is absolutely vital because although end times can be quite confusing, chapter 11 talks about kings of Persia and the kingdom of Greece, and lots of times of strife and war and slaughter and all of that. There's a lot of things going on. Nation rising against nation, kingdom against kingdom. God working out in the midst of absolute chaos his divine purposes. But what is always clear is that Jesus is Lord. The Jesus whose eyes are able to penetrate and see far beyond what anyone else can see. The power, the glory, the majesty of Jesus that's observed in this incredible vision. He's there. And so in the midst of what almost could seem like a nuclear attack and all sorts of terrible things going on, multitudes sleeping in the dust of the earth, one day they will awake, we read in verse 3 of chapter 12, or 2 of chapter 12. What we're looking at is the fact that there is a sovereign God, his angels working alongside the Lord Jesus Christ is going to bring everything to an end. Daniel is told, I want you to go your way. The words are closed up, sealed until the time of the end. Many will be purified, made spotless, refined, but the wicked will continue to be wicked. None of the wicked will understand, but those who are wise will understand. There's going to be a day when instead of chaos, instead of tribulation, instead of war, instead of famine, instead of total conflict and disarray, a day is coming when there will be rest. And that's the day when the kingdom of God comes. And in that kingdom, those who love the Lord Jesus will be given their part to play. We don't know detail, but we know we will rule and reign with Christ. Daniel is told, at the end of time, you have a part to play. You will receive your allotted inheritance. I don't really mind what part I've got to play, but I want to be there. And I believe that's the important thing. Jesus, focus on him. Whatever chaos you see in your world, don't be troubled by that to the degree that you take your eyes off Jesus. He remains glorious. And he will reign. Let's have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join us just to reflect a little more about these closing chapters of the book of Daniel.
watch over me. In times of desperation, when I feel I can't go on, Spirit, watch over me. When I'm reaching out for comfort and I feel so far from home, Spirit, watch over me. Dear Lord, help me remember the promises you give, of a love so warm and tender and a strength to help me live. When I'm reaching out for comfort and I feel so far from home, Spirit, watch over me. I'm asking your forgiveness and I offer up my prayers, Spirit, watch over me. Dear Lord, you are so wonderful, much more than I deserve, Spirit, watch over me. Dear Lord, help me remember the promises you give, of a love so warm and tender and a strength to help me live. In times of desperation, when I feel I can't go on, Spirit, watch over me. Spirit, watch over me.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further at these three chapters, Daniel 10, 11 and 12. Really in summary, I think, Richard, because as you say, they're quite complex chapters. So looking at chapter 10 then, and the man, you made the point that this is, in effect, an appearance of Jesus. What role does Jesus play in the Old Testament? We obviously know what role he plays in the New Testament. Where do we see him in the Old?
I think the important point to realise is Jesus is eternal. We can think of Jesus historically in terms of coming into the world as a baby at Bethlehem and living his life and dying on the cross, rising from the dead, going back to heaven, waiting for his return. But that's obviously massive. It's so important. But what we mustn't forget is that Jesus has always been there. He didn't just come on the scene at Bethlehem. He'd always been there from the beginning. And therefore, there are these appearances of Jesus, even earlier in the book of Daniel, when a man is seen to be walking in the midst of the fire with the three friends. It's actually stated, this one has the appearance of a son of God. Many believe that was also Jesus. So he's there. And so often in the Old Testament, he's there glorious, mighty. He's not there being beaten. He's not there being subject to men's hatred and anger. He's there in great authority and power. And that, of course, is where he is today.
How should we take chapters like this and other ones? You mentioned the book of Revelation, which has got a lot of similar themes, and really very difficult to interpret and understand, especially for, you know, that those of us who have not been schooled and trained in these things. Are they worth reading, or should we kind of just gloss over these chapters and concentrate on the ones we can understand?
I think they're certainly worth reading, but I think that it is important to, as it were, get the heart, get the key issue out of it. I think there are those who want to do a methodical study, word by word, line by line, and they will offer us their interpretations as to what these different things mean. But it's not always easy to be convincing that this means this and this means that. Therefore, I think that these are pictures, these are visions, these are like a general taste that heaven is coming, glory is coming, judgment is coming, and it's more to get ready, more to be in the right place when these things happen. That's what we're called to do. So yes, read it, but to feel that you can grasp the detail in infinite measure, I don't think we can do that, but we can definitely get the heartbeat of it.
And can we say anything about when these things will take place?
Well, that's always an issue of concern to us as people. I think that all we can be sure of is that they're going to happen. And I think the wonderful thing, and it's not a cop-out, I think it's a genuine response, is that God can speed up the timetable. Mm-hmm. So what at this moment may appear to be a long way off, God can, as it were, suddenly up the speed, and something that seemed to be a century away can be a day away. And he's got the right to put his foot on the throttle, and it can be a surge. Something that you thought was going to unravel over a long time, it can suddenly happen. We've got to be ready.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Well, that brings us to the end of Daniel. So join us again next time as we continue looking at God's Word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.